الرحيم. وفي رواية كعب بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال كعب: كنا خلفنا أيها الثلاثة من الأمر أولئك الذين قبل منهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حين حلفوا له فبايعوهم واستغفر لهم، وأرجع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أمرنا حتى قضى الله تعالى فيه بذلك. In the end of this riwayat of Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik, which we have been reading for quite a while, the three genuine true Sahaba who for some reason did not go out in the battle of Tabuk, and then they were reprimanded for that, and they spoke the truth that they had no real valid excuse of not going out, and for 50 days they had to go through that ordeal. And then with regard to all this, he explained now that kunna khulifna ayyuha thalathatu an amri ulaika alladhina qabila minhum rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we were those three sahaba that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam deferred, delayed, put aside our matter with regard to those in contrast to those people that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted their tawbah. That is the munafiqeen, the hypocrites who came and made their false excuses of not going, and they took qasam also on that. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted that from them. What they had said at face value he had accepted, and he in fact made the ba'at again that on Islam he accepts them also, and also he asked forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala for them. And وَأَرْجَعَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَمْرَنَا, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam deferred our matter, did not make a decision. He said, I leave your matter with Allah, Allah will decide with regard to those three sahaba. حَتَّى قَضَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِيكَ بِذَلِكَ. قال الله تعالى, and with regard to this, the ayat of the Quran Sharif was revealed, وعلى الثلاثة الذين خلفوا, and on those three people who had stayed behind. So this with regard to this ayat, normally it is understood that it is the three sahaba who stayed behind and did not go out in the expedition of Tabuk. But Hazrat Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala anhu himself explained, وَلَيْسَ الَّذِي ذَكَرَ مِمَّا خُلِّفْنَا تَخَلُّفَنَا عَنِ الْغَزْوِ. He says this staying back of ours, which is being referred to, was not our staying back from the expedition, that we did not go out for that expedition. This ayat does not refer to that we were the three people who stayed behind and who did not go out in that expedition. وَإِنَّمَا هُوَ تَخْلِيفُهُ إِيَانَا, but actually it was that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam deferred our matters, that the three of ours, he did not make a decision. He didn't make tawbah, he didn't accept our excuse, if we should have made some other false excuse. But he said, when we spoke the truth, he said, Allah will decide in your matter. All the other munafiqeen, about 80 of them, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately accepted their tawbah. But with regard to us, he said, I leave your matter aside, Allah will decide. So he says this ayat refers to that our matter was left aside and Allah was going, will decide on that matter. وَإِرْجَاءُهُ أَمْرَنَا, and he deferred our matters. أَمَّنْ حَلَفَ لَهُ, in comparison to those people, the munafiq, who had taken their false promises, وَعَتَذَرَ إِلَيْهِ, and made the excuses, false excuses, فَقَبِلَ مِنْهُ, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his great qualities, magnanimous of God, compassion and overlooking, he said, it's all right what you are saying, I accept it as that. And he even made tawbah for them, istighfar for them, but actually the real matter he left with Allah. Even there, the face matter was with him, but the real matter was with Allah Ta'ala. Further, that's the end of the narration, but in another riwayat it also comes an addition to this matter, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خرج في غزوة تبوك يوم الخميس وكان يحب أن يخرج يوم الخميس. That when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went out for this expedition of Tabuk, it was Thursday. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam left to start a journey on a Thursday. Other riwayat, it comes Saturday also. So if it is a Thursday also, and the ulama explained the wisdom of that, that you reach your destination and your Jummah is safe. That otherwise if you are traveling Jummah time also, then your Jummah, Ibadat, etc., Namaz can fall into jeopardy. So if you start your journey on a Thursday, you reach your destination and your Jummah, you can make it safely and comfortably. Or the other hand, you finish your Jummah Namaz and you start your journey on a Saturday. This all shows that how important Jumu'ah is and all the amal of Jumu'ah. That even the starting of a journey was taken into consideration according to Jumu'ah namaz. And in another riwayat it comes, وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ وَكَانَ لَا يَقْنُمُ مِنْ سَفْرٍ إِلَّا نَهَارًا فِي الضُّحَى. This is also a sunnat practice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us the tawfiq of this also, that whenever he would return from a journey, he would return during the day. He wouldn't return at night. And he would return at the time of Dhuha, Chash time, 11, 12 o'clock during that time of the morning. At that time normally Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should try and arrange to return from his journey. فَإِذَا قَدِمَ بَدَأَ بِالْمَسْجِدِ. And when he used to return, he used to go to the masjid first. He shouldn't go home directly when he came from his journey, but he used to go to the masjid. فَصَلَّى فِيهِ رَكْعَتَيْنِ. And then he used to read two rakats of namaz first. ثُمَّ جَلَسَ فِيهِ. Then he would sit in the masjid and people would then come and meet him. Then now that he has come back from the journey, and of course the journeys of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was predominantly in the path of Allah ta'ala. And of course there were the Hajj journey for Umrah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left, etc. So this is also a sunnah which perhaps is very much out of our lives. May Allah give us tawfiq that we can fulfill that sunnah also. And it is very hard on the nafs. When we return, we would like to just go home straight and perhaps go and eat, go and rest, etc. But to come to the masjid first, it shows also great affiliation to deen and to the masjid. Though it is not easy to fulfill, but of course the rewards will also be so great. And alhamdulillah, there are people who Allah gives the tawfiq. May Allah make us also among them when we return from a journey to go to the masjid first, read two rakats of namaz, sit there for a while and then go home. May Allah give us all tawfiq and all the benefits of this riwayah, of this riwayat, and all the things which are mentioned. May Allah let us take lessons from there and make our lives accordingly.